Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is this. Is racism more important than their own survival, they being the white supremacists? And in the first hour, Mr. Fuller addressed that. And you can ask questions concerning that. You can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And I will, if I get a chance to read your Gmails and have Mr. Fuller address your questions. You can also go to the YouTube channel. Just type in the word Talktainment. Then type in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you're there. Hit the like and subscribe button while you're there. But we would prefer you do this. Go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and hit listen live, and you're right there. Subscribe and like button also on that. And one more way, Facebook.com/Talktainment. You can do that there. Okay, we are speaking of, is racism more important than their own survival? A question that was asked by listener, and she wrote into that. We got it via the Gmail. And let's see here. Let's go to line number 1. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller, please, with your question.
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Fuller. If it's okay, I'd like to ask a question with a short follow-up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We know at some point the usual suspects stop using the word nigger in public, and at some point they recognize that we were using it and actually working towards taking the sting out of it or the power out of it. How did we all of a sudden buy into the fact that we shouldn't use it and we should replace it with the N-word, even though everyone knows the implications of the N-word?
Well, any word can be insulting if somebody says that it is. A word is neutral. A word doesn't do anything except what you want to make it do. I don't care what kind of word it is. I say that in the word guide. Words are just ways of people communicating or being in touch with each other. You can make up words. I do. And make up definitions of words. I certainly do that in the word guide that I put out here. I'll take common words and give new definitions to them. Because words are just a way of you communicating with someone. So if someone says that, well, I don't like that word because that word makes me feel bad when you use it toward me. So if you want to make the person feel bad, whatever that means, you use the word. If you don't want to make the person feel bad, you don't use it. That's all it is in answer to the question. No word means anything at all. And what non-white people should do, what I recommend in the code and what I use myself, I try to be the master of words. I don't let any word master me if I can't. Master my mind. I don't care what kind of word it is. That's why if someone says the N-word, you might say, around me, a white person, and says it, you know, viciously, we might say, with that sting, with that rounded R. I mean, that's what I used to call it. They take that R, that last word in the word, in the N word, and put that sting on it by, you know, when they say it. I won't say it on air because I've been told not to, all right? And when I'm told not to use a certain word on this particular program, then I don't use the word on this particular program. And some programs say that it's okay. See what I mean? But you always try to communicate with people in the way that they want to communicate. Otherwise, you're not communicating. You're having an argument. And what you don't want to do with white people or non-white people, you want to, according to the code, avoid arguments. In fact, don't have arguments of any kind with anybody. Now, what's the difference between a conversation and an argument? Is that a conversation is you're trying to have a constructive result. An argument, you don't know what you're trying to have. You're just trying to win the argument. And everybody should get away from doing that, regardless of who it is, because it doesn't make for the best environment. Try to have conversations. Never have an argument. And if it looks like you're heading toward an argument, shut down the talk altogether. Just tell the person you'll talk to them some other time when the emotions are not taking over, because emotions are usually the foundation for an argument. When the emotions take over and logic goes out the window, so you always follow the logic. In a conversation, you follow the logic. So getting back to the point, the N-word, well, if people are comfortable with the word and they say that they know what it means and it helps them to do what they want done and that's of constructive value, then you can use any word, including the N-word. But if it doesn't do anything of constructive value, you don't see any constructive value in it, then you just simply say that, and then you can get everybody else to agree to it, and you don't use it. You know, the code says don't ever call anybody by any name. Now, this is the code suggestion. Never call anyone by any name except the name or title that the person wants to be called. Always do that.
Mm-hmm. What was your follow-up, sir?
For the sake of focus and clarity, you have made a statement in the past about the black vagina being replaced by the white male anus, and I have my own suspicions on how you come to that conclusion. But for the audience that may not know, why did you come to the conclusion of the white male anus instead of the white female anus or vagina?
Oh, because the white supremacists want to go all the way in having black males chasing behind the rear end of what is going to be the emperorship of sexuality. And that is the white male anus. Ultimately, that would be it. The white male anus. And the white female vagina is the holy grail of all sexuality. In other words, the black female's vagina is slowly becoming obsolete. And the white supremacists are pushing this. That black female is worthless. She doesn't even have a vagina. If she's got one, she's supposed to be trying to get rid of it, seal it up, or whatever. But she's supposed to be a non-entity. Her vagina is completely worthless, because that's the cradle of where black offspring come from. The white supremacists now, in their refinement stage, are saying that the black vagina is persona non grata. It's worthless. Telling the whole world it's worthless. So the black female then will say, well, if I don't have a vagina, what am I going to have? Say, well, you're going to have in your head to run around chasing a black female or a white female, all right? Particularly a white female who has the only vagina that's worth anything. Okay, so they'll have the black female chasing a white woman saying, I want to be with you. This is where they're headed, okay? And they'll have the black male just all over the place, a hole in the wall or anything. I mean, he doesn't know a vagina from a tree, okay? That's where they're trying to take the black male. And ultimately, if the black male is going to express his sexuality at all, he's going to walk around with his lips poked out all day long looking for a white male to put something in it. This is where they are taking the black male right now, all over the world, and a whole lot of them are jumping aboard. I mean, just as fast as they can go.
Mm.
And it's the white supremacists who are driving it. And they will pay huge amounts of money for you to push that idea if you're black. If you would join the so-called scramblization, the balkanization of sexuality among non-white people, the white supremacists will say, come in and name your price, and I'll have you lead the parade if you're a person of color. I'll take as many white people as I can, but I prefer to have black people pioneering this because this is on my agenda. And this is where it's all going. You see every indication of it in every type of thing that you look at now, in the advertisements, and they're just all over the place, and awards and all like that. The black male, they started off years ago, and like, you know, the white supremacists do a lot of this themselves, because if you're a good con man, a con artist, a con female, you do a lot of what you're trying to get other people to do. But just like, you know, the person who is trying to seduce somebody using whiskey, like a lot of males in the old days, they use whiskey. Today it's drugs. But he wants to seduce the female, so he gives her, what, some type of poison substance, all right? Because he wants to take that shortcut. All right, so he says, hey, I love you and all like that, and he's sitting there in the club booth and whatnot, and he's feeding her that whiskey. In the old days, that's what it would be. That's seduction. So he can weaken her, all right, and get her in a state of mind where she'll go along with whatever he says. Now, the white supremacists do the same thing in all other areas of activity. Sometimes they just don't use drugs. They use words. They'll tell you, oh, any hole will do. A hole in a tree. It's just a hole. That's all. A hole is a hole, right, buddy? You know? So just, you know, hey, your grandmother's got one. Oh, yeah. What about that idea? All right? See, and the whole idea is to confuse the sexuality of the non-white people of this entire planet, because the white supremacists know that sex is powerful. And any time you can get people confused about sexuality, getting away from, as far away from it as they possibly can, male with female, and you can confuse them into thinking that everything is everything and it's all equal, you got them in all the other nine areas of activity. They know that. Because if you can lead people around by the nose in sexuality, you can lead them any which way you want them to go in every other area of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, you name it. Labor, law, politics, religion. They can tear up your religion through sexuality if they get you to go in the way that they want you to. And they are doing that. They not only can do it, they are doing it right before your eyes. And a lot of us are part of it because we don't know what they are doing. We think it's liberation, more freedom. That's the banner they give it. Well, you want more freedom, don't you, boy? Well, that's the way to get it. I mean, you go down there and let that white male drop his pants, and that's your ticket to freedom. You know, you've been looking at freedom from an incorrect perspective. You need to get some focus, boy.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. And here are several shows that I would like to share with you. One of them is my show, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. That's every Tuesday, every other Tuesday at 6 p.m., Super Cool with Kahari Inoharo. That's on the weekend. And if you love jazz, then we have one for you, the Jazz Showcase with Ed Dozier. That's on the weekend. And if you haven't checked out these shows, you should. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Programs. And there you will see a list of all the programs that Talktainment Radio has, and you can click on it and give it a listen, give it a view, give it some thought. I know I love jazz. Anyway, that's just one of them. But all these programs are exclusive to TalktainmentRadio.com. That's TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our main topic today is racism more important than their own survival? That was a question that was submitted by one of our listeners and Gmailers, Jane Lance. And so we made that a subject to program. However, you may at any time raise a different topic that you would love Mr. Fuller to address, and he will. And as a matter of fact, let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hello, can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Hello, Mr. Neely Fuller. I just have one pertinent question. It's just been getting to me. I want to know, why is it that non-white people are only concerned with white supremacy when they are forced to be concerned with it? Like when somebody's being killed, they don't have a job, or they can't get into a school they want to, then it's a problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Oh, because we're always in desperation mode. I mean, that's normal. That's a normal reaction for prisoners of war. Always keep thinking, we are prisoners of war. And the whole world is a prison camp. And our prison uniform is the color of our skin, anywhere we go. So therefore, we're always thinking at that level, because that's the truth. And we are reacting in that level. So we say, oh, yeah, racism, you know, it dominates me, but I'm already captured. So I got to eat every day. You know, and I just can't sit around and just talk about, you know, how terrible it is all the time, you know. So I just got to do what I got to do, because I'm in a desperate situation almost from minute to minute. I got to go catch a bus right now because I'm late for work. And I'm late for work because the bus lines where I am, you don't come where I want them to be. So I don't have time for a long conversation about nothing. I got to be somewhere where the white supremacists want me to be, in this prison camp. I got to report to the warden. Otherwise, the warden is going to punish me. All right? So I don't have time, you know, for this, and don't have time for that. And when I do get some time, I'm so tired and I'm so weary. And like the song says, I get tired, sick of trying, tired of living and afraid of dying, and that's the situation I'm in. That's the desperation situation. The white supremacists keep us in that frame of mind. That's why he wants us, in desperation mode, so that we don't have time to sit and think about how to plot against replacing the entire system of white supremacy with the system of justice. We just don't have time to do it. And the little time that we do get, we're so glad to have that few minutes that we just want to grab a banjo or grab some drugs or grab a female and jump in bed with her. I mean, you know, and then fall over, roll over and go to sleep until the white supremacist comes and kicks us and say, all right, it's time to get up and get behind that, tote that bale and lift that barge, fella. You know, get up and get about the work that I have assigned you to do. See, so we're always in desperation mode in answer to the question.
Hmm.
That's why.
That's
we're
why.
Always desperate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Homeschool 257 and Mario, your questions are on the board. I don't know if we'll get to them, but we sure will. Our topic is today is racism more important than their own survival, they being the white supremacists? Let's go to line number one. Line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. This is James. I'm calling from North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, I would just like to speak with you regarding your concept of manhood under the system of white supremacy. I understand your reasoning behind your idea about under the system of white supremacy, only a racist or a white male can be classified as a man. However, I think that maybe we should all take a close look at that and evaluate that statement the way you have presented it to us. Because I think that it's a disgrace and it's a disrespectful thing for anyone to say that a racist is a man, in the sense that manhood should be completely different from what they do. I think they should be identified as being nothing but terrorist, evil, barbaric, and the worst thing that could have ever happened to the planet. I think we need to put them and what they do into another context. We should make them know and understand that what they do is the worst thing that people can ever do, and we need to call them out for that. What is your opinion on that, sir?
Call them out by doing what?
Identifying them as being evil.
As being what now?
Evil. E-V-I-L. And we need to let them know that they're the worst thing that could have ever happened to life itself. And by doing that, that maybe that will not only influence them if there is any possibility of them making any change, which I doubt, but that would also influence their victims into not wanting to be like them. Because I agree with you when you say there are a lot of people that have color in their skin that do want to be like them, because they see that they have all the power. So I can understand why a lot of people would want to do that. But if we explain to people that, hey, these people are the most evil and the most foul things that could have ever happened to this planet and the entire universe, then maybe that will have a constructive effect on all people that want to bring about correct change. What do you think about that?
Well, that's basically the premise that the code book has anyway, that people who do the most evil thing and cause the most distress are the most evil people. You know, racism is a crime. It is called in the textbook the crime of crimes. There's no crime now in the entire history of the world that's more powerful than the crime of white supremacy. That's just a matter of proof. If you're going to take it to court and say what is the biggest crime that's ever been committed on the planet Earth among the people of the Earth, and you'll say a system that's the most evil system that anybody ever dreamed up. And what would that be when you look at all the different systems? You say a system of white supremacy, the most criminal of all systems. And it's called that in the textbook for victims of racism. If I've already done that. If the request is from somebody ought to do it, I did that in my book. That's what it says. It's the master crime. They're the master criminals. They're the masters of all other criminals. There's no crime greater than mistreating people based on color.
Yes,
as far as the numbers are concerned, any way that you look at it, as far as the area of activity is concerned, no crime greater than that. So they already have that label, and the white supremacists are proud of that label. All right? So if the question is, how do you make them not proud of the label? Well, you don't really work on it from that angle, according to what I've written, because we have tried that. We've tried to get them, you know, to show them that, hey, that's not the best way to go about doing nothing, to mistreat people based on color. And they say that it is.
Mm.
So what we have to do is just say, well, we have made the decision that it ain't, and we're going to act accordingly.
Yes, sir.
Against your criminal system. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Until we can even, you know, by doing so, by the things we do, which is what I've written in the textbook, we can convince them that it ain't going to pay off like it has been.
Yes, sir.
That's the main thing.
Mr. Fuller, in the remaining moments before we go to the commercial, you mentioned earlier in the first hour about you knew of Kathy Hughes. For those who don't know her, she is the feature of the MIBH, which is Moment in Black History, Person of the Day. Could you give us a little insight of your what you know about Kathy Hughes for those who don't know about Miss Kathy Hughes?
Oh, I just know that what she says herself, that she's the founder of the radio stations to help black people, you know, to compensate for the lack of the outlets in the field of communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she says. That's what the code requires me to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what she says herself
mm-hmm.
that she's trying to do. She's trying to help black people here in the Northwestern Hemisphere and throughout the world to be as progressive and as constructive as they possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she set up her radio stations to do, of which she has, to the best of what I've heard, if it's true, numerous radio stations to do that.
Is her flagship
station... And
what
I know about is that I think I know that how she started, because she has said how she started.
Yes.
She started with just one basic station, and which she still has here at headquartered in the Washington, D.C. area.
Which is?
And she worked from that. And then she got more stations trying to do the thing that she was doing with the first station that she has. She's trying to do that with all her stations.
Yes.
Trying to help the people who need help the most, in her opinion. And that's in answer to the question, what do I know about Dr. Kathy Hughes? I mean, I know what she says that she's doing and what I've seen her evidence doing.
And her flagship station, if I'm correct, is that WOL in Washington, D.C.?
I understand that is.
Okay.
You know, I may have that incorrect, see, because I don't ever want to say anything about anybody that's not correct.
Yes, yes.
But that's the understanding that I have at this point.
And you are sometimes on that station, is that, to my understanding,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she gave me my first outlets on a large scale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and still she does that.
Okay.
That's Dr. Kathy Hughes. She does that.
She has a show, a radio program?
Someone has said that it's strange that Neely Fuller never mentions her or something like that. I'm not too sure that, you know, that I should do that. But if someone asked me to do that and tell the truth of the matter, oh, yes. Dr. Kathy Hughes has helped me immensely.
All righty.
I want that on the record.
It's on the record.
She has helped me immensely.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. All you have to do is download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Coming up, Blackface, the Dunkin' Donuts saga, and then more about is racism more important than their own survival. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding. TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-7SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And our topic today for Wednesday, February the 13th, 2019, is racism more important than their own survival, they being the white supremacists. Mr. Fuller, lately there's been a lot of reference and a lot of incidents where people are being caught doing things in their college or fraternities or sororities in schools with this blackface. Recently, Dunkin' Donuts was caught with an advertisement that featured a dark silhouetted person with big red lips in the lower right-hand corner, and a lot of people consider this racist. And then Gucci has had some trouble with that. These are have been reported on the news agencies. What say you or see you with all this blackface controversy?
Racism. We pick out certain things. When I say we, I mean people in general, in the system of white supremacy that kind of stand out. So that stands out. But everything associated with a white supremacist, a person who believes in white supremacy, everything associated with that person is designed and are intended to help to do what? Make the system of white supremacy stronger. The white supremacists do not do anything unless they have making the system of white supremacy stronger. And so that's in any area of activity and anything that you see them doing. Most of the time, it doesn't show on the surface. All right? It can seem something to be something very, very innocent. But the white supremacists don't do anything unless they believe that it will help to make what is already in place stronger. The system of racism is already in place. It's a finished product. So all they do is just maintain it now.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make it stronger, try to figure out a better way to express it, and try to give a little variety to it. So anything that you see going on that is suspected white supremacist has anything to do with is to make the system of white supremacy stronger.
Okay. So does this support what you had mentioned earlier in the first hour, the fun, the glory, and the material gain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what racism is about. It's just another way of having fun, glory, and material gain.
Oh, comfort.
Now, all
yeah.
creatures, mm-hmm. including deer, rhinoceros, squirrel, birds, want what? They want fame, or rather they want material gain,
mm-hmm.
they want glory, and they want fun. Fame and glory is the same thing.
Yes.
But actually, it's glory, material gain, and fun.
Okay.
You see squirrels chasing each other. That's having fun. All right? They're not trying to do each other any harm. They're just, you know, running up and down the trees.
Yes.
I've seen them in parks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They jump from limb to limb, one right behind the other and all like that.
Okay.
They're having fun.
All righty.
Okay? And they get a little glory out of having fun, you mm-hmm. know, that you are out of sight and then I happen to spot you and I mean, you know, and I chase you for a while and then you turn around and chase me. And we had fun. We got a little exercise. So they got a little fun and a little glory out of that. And then now they kind of exhausted, so now they're looking for material comfort. So they come down to the base of the tree and start trying to find what? Some nuts to eat, okay? Some kind of nourishment, you know, because, and people are the same way. But the white supremacists decided we're going to have fun mistreating people of color, and we're going to get a lot of glory out of it, and we are going to get, like you wouldn't believe, all types of material things.
Yes. Okay.
Because we are going to beat them from the time they get up in the morning till it gets dark at night with a whip and make them do what we want them to do in the way of producing labor.
Yes.
All right? But if all the labor gets done and there's nothing else to do with them, we'll just have them doing stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Always keep that Negro doing something that's absolutely stupid and get them to love doing stupid stuff.
All right.
Even when they are by themselves, get them to talk to each other about something that's absolutely stupid.
Okay. That was fun, glory, and material comfort, not gain. Fun, glory, and material comfort. Okay. And I misquoted that. Okay. Here's a question from the Gmails. Does making sure no one is mistreated include white people?
Absolutely. We don't want to replace white supremacy with black supremacy or anything like that. Any type of mistreatment. See, we're talking about mistreatment here. Why mistreat someone? You don't have to mistreat people. I mean, people are created by a creator. We should give some kind of regard to that. And the same with animals and all other creatures. Give as much consideration as you possibly can until you figure out what we are here for. And try to do the best you can toward everything while you're here, the environment. You know, you don't try to disturb, try to conquer the ocean. What do you mean by conquer the ocean? I mean, that's that conquest, that whole thing, the Roman Empire, the white supremacists, conquering. You don't conquer the ocean. You use the ocean, and the ocean will serve you. You don't mistreat the ocean or try to figure out a way to dump trash into it and cause it to be something that it wasn't set out to be and make all kinds of, disturbances in the environment. This is not the type of people we're supposed to be, theoretically. Theoretically, and I have it in the code book, we're supposed to be universal people, universal man, universal woman, and that includes white people, if they want to get on board with it. But apparently they don't. They're satisfied not with being universal man and universal woman. They're satisfied with being racist man and racist woman. Now, not all of them, but too many of them, the most powerful ones. They just want to be racist forever. Let's carry on this thing of mistreating people based on color. Now, what kind of sense does that make? None at all. When we can all be universal man, universal woman. And what does that mean? I describe it in the textbook. I give some indication. People that don't lie to each other under any circumstance. People that help each other all the time, looking for ways to be of constructive help. Not of destructive help like mm-hmm. the racists do. Mm-hmm. The racists will come around and give you some drugs, give you some opium, and give you a new type of cigarette. And say, this is helping you to be more constructive than you already were before I came up and gave you this substance. And that's not the correct thing to do. We don't want to keep doing that type of thing. And we don't want to be people like them doing that type of thing.
Yes, sir.
We want to be something that has never existed in recorded history. Universal man and universal woman in tune with the best that there is of this universe that was given to all of us by whatever created all of us.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And our topic today is racism more important than their own survival? They are being the white supremacists. But at this particular time, which is a quarter till the hour, we have Mr. Fuller discuss his book. Okay, Mr. Fuller, you are on.
You can go to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. That's the product we're supposed, theoretically, we're all supposed to be trying to produce. It's called the compensatory code, meaning making up for what's missing. And what is missing? A thing called justice, and another thing called correctness, mm-hmm. and another thing called peace. But you have to have three elements to do that, and it says so in the textbook itself. Truth, then justice, then correctness, and that equals, theoretically, peace, something that the world has never seen in recorded history. We're supposed to be trying to produce, ultimately, that product. But you can't have peace without justice. You can't have peace without correctness, meaning balance between people and things, the environment and whatnot. And so justice is balance between people, guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. That's the definition, the compensatory definition for justice. So you have to have truth in order to get that. You have to tell the truth. It revealed truth as you know it. The minute you discover what the truth is about anything, you reveal it to the whole world. All right, so that everybody will be on the page of leading to what? Justice and correctness, and then to peace.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the textbook for victims of racism is all about. It's just not about getting rid of racism. That's step one. But ultimately, to make the world the type of place that it should have been in the first place.
Yes, sir.
And never has been in recorded history. So that you can get the book by going to producejustice.com.
All righty.
That's producejustice.com.
Okay. Before we go to the line here, I have a question. I know that many of our callers and listeners have the book, but for those who do call in, I just want to ask you this. Mr. Fuller has nothing to do with this, but you call in every week and you ask Mr. Fuller questions. I want to know, and there's no way I could find this out, but do you have a copy of the book that Mr. Fuller is talking about? Or are you just calling just to be calling? Now, you got to ask yourself that question. Mr. Fuller has nothing whatsoever to do with that. But just as you have an automobile and you have an owner's operating manual for what we're discussing or what Mr. Fuller is discussing in here trying to produce justice, you need an operating manual, and that is the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. You need this book. I have my copy in my hand, and I also have a copy of the Word Guide, but you need this book to me if you're serious. Again, Mr. Fuller had nothing to do with that. That was me. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Line number one. Okay. Line number one. Are you, excuse me, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please, with your question.
Yes, good day, Mr. Bobby. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Yes, just to answer your question, yes, I do have the book. I've had the book for about 10-plus years now.
Thank you, brother.
I'm kind of on the young side, so I kind of got caught up really early.
Thank you, brother.
I understand how it works. Two quick questions, very quickly. I just wanted to go along the premise of the fact that I'm seeing a lot of Latino people being in the position where they're being looked at as black now. According to Dr. Frances Welsing's work, she told us that under the system of racism and white supremacy, it works that if you're white, you're right, if you're yellow, you mellow, if you're brown, stick around, and if you're black, get back. And what that says to me is that genetically, for white supremacists, brown people, Latino people, aren't as much of a threat to them as we are. So being as though there is this uptick of Latino people, for example, Cardi B, mm-hmm. you know, winning that prize for first solo rapper, or you have Jennifer Lopez doing the Motown tribute, et cetera, et cetera. They're taking these positions of being black, and while we're about to get reparations, it looks as though they may be trying to get a cut of that. How should we handle that in a more codified manner? Second question.
Wait a minute. Let Mr. Fuller answer that, and I'll get back to you. Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir.
Yes. There are three classifications in the code book that I have projected, because this keeps coming up quite often about the shades of color.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the code book, I stick with the classifications that I have. There are 21, according to the census in the Northwestern Hemisphere, the last one I looked at, there are 21 classifications of people according to what they call race.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say color, they said race, whatever that means. But I say race is about color, and there's only one race, and that's the white race. There's no other race of people, and that's based on color. All right? But there are three classifications: white, non-white, and white supremacists. Okay, but you got to be white in order to be a white supremacist. So the white supremacist is the dominant factor in those three classifications. The white supremacists have more power than anybody in those three classifications. White, non-white, white supremacists. Now, the people that we call Latino, etc., Hispanic, etc., those are not colors. It's white, non-white. You're either white or you're not. That's in the system of white supremacy, because that's the way the white supremacists look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they look at it is the way it's going to be. So they decide what shade of color is going to be the favorite in any particular setting. Sometimes it's the darkest person. They will pull the darkest person, the person with the darkest skin color, what we call black.
Right.
And then sometimes they will pull the person what we call red bone or yellow,
mm-hmm.
and say, that's the person that they're going to push forward and all like that. See, it depends on what they want. See, that's the magic of white supremacy. That's the power that goes with white supremacy. They decide who the prima donna is going to be, who the Negro of the week is going to be.
Mm.
They decide. Non-white people don't decide that. So this is real important for victims of racism to understand. Don't get in squabbles in the prison yard about which prisoner has more privileges than the other, because none of the prisoners make that decision anyway. The white supremacists will go among people who are what you might call light brown today, like they are doing all over the world right now, and slaughter a whole bunch of them.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that goes on right now. I mean, these people are light brown, all right? And the white supremacists will kill them by the bushel.
They have been. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they will, in another place, be given people who are much darker, a darker brown, all right? People who are not what you might call tan in color, but they are real dark brown or black, and be handing out awards to them at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the next day, they'll reverse it. They'll be slaughtering the people who are what you call black, black, black. I mean, super black. They'll slaughter them the very next day. Okay? And they keep switching around back and forth. Now, this confuses the victims, because we start thinking in terms of, well, that person over there is kind of lighter than me, and therefore they're getting a better job than me, and all like that. But the very next day, the white supremacists will come around and switch that around.
Yeah.
Now, the thing we have to keep remembering.
Yeah, confusion.
We're all in that prison camp.
Okay.
And it doesn't make any difference who the warden comes and picks to say, you are going to be my favorite prisoner of the week.
Wow.
And I'm going to wine and dine you. All right?
Okay.
And you don't get mad at the prisoner who's whined and dined.
No, sir.
That's real important.
Okay. What is your second question, sir?
Second question falls along the lines of, you know, we always seen the blackface thing, and there's been an uptick in it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's been every time it comes out, okay, we say, you know what, we're not going to support the company that does it. And I know this falls under VGQ, but we're trying to fight for justice, right? But when someone that looks like us goes off code and they support these companies that are producing the blackface,
mm-hmm.
and are we supposed to just, of course, I know that under VGQ we let them say what they want to say, but is that a situation where we are just supposed to keep our mouths quiet? And I think that goes along, you know, this presidential candidacy that's coming up. We're questioning, you know, the records of a couple of the candidates that are so-called black,
mm-hmm.
and we're being looked at as, you know, being self-haters, you know, because we're questioning the records that they have where they're keeping our people locked up and things like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Does that still fall under VGQ?
Mr. Fuller?
Well, yes, it still comes under VGQ. You don't criticize the victim.
Yes, sir.
You just point out what the victim is doing, but you always, once you do that, see, you can always tell the truth. See, stick with truth. And you'll mm-hmm. just say that this black person came out today and spoke against black people. Said black people are all wrong about everything. And that a black person might even stand up on the podium and say, hey, slavery was a good thing. You know, I'm all for it. And what's wrong with you black people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we profited from slavery. We're better off being slaves. If a black person says that here in 2019, you know, you can listen to the person. That person still has VGQ. They can say anything they want to.
But what if it's
but
true?
After that person gets through talking,
mm-hmm.
then you turn to the white person, the nearest white person standing next to him, and say, sir, I just heard what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, ma'am, always be polite.
Yes, sir.
I just heard what this black person had to say about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that they're all for it.
Okay.
I just heard that.
Okay.
Okay? You know, but what I want to do is hear what you have to say.
Yes.
Oh. See, always address the white people.
Oh, okay.
Period. In the system of white supremacy, address the white people. Why? Because they are going to make the decisions about everything anyway.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, I think I know who the caller may have been referencing, but suppose the person that the caller may have been referencing said these things against black people, and the record reflected that she or he had done these things, which is documented as being truth. I mean, how is that?
He told the truth. And the whites are actually support. And I'm going to say who I'm talking about in this reference, Kamala Harris.
Yes, yes.
And the white, I look at what the whites are saying. And white Republicans who are supposed to be against her like her.
Yes.
So that's there. We have it.
All right, Mr. Fuller.
The answer is still the same according to the code. Because
yes,
I've been hearing this for years. See, the whole idea is to get black people to fight each other.
Okay.
That has never worked, and it never will. It never will. See, we're talking about what works. See, I've told people like on jobs, you walk in there are five black people who are witnessing against you. They've been, you know, they're scared to death. All right? You don't blame a person for being afraid. This is a fearsome system. When you talk about white supremacy, you're talking about the most powerful machine among people in the world that has ever existed. So a black person who is terrified of the white supremacists, you don't blame them for their terror.
Okay.
I mean, so they will set up and say all kinds of derogatory things about black people, including themselves. A black person might sit right next to a white person and say, yes, I am inferior. And this master that I got here, I mean, should be my master.
Okay.
Because I ain't got no sense at all.
Okay.
And I mean, he should kick me every time he feels like it.
Okay.
Here, master, kick me right now.
Okay, quickly.
Right?
What does the code
now,
say?
So you are sitting there looking at that. You sit right there and
yes,
look at that because you are just a fellow prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching another prisoner, I mean, being tortured. That's all you're doing.
Okay.
So when that is over and the white supremacists say, see, one of your own people speaks against you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you speaking against me?
Okay.
And I will say, yes.
Okay. Quickly, what does the code...
Yeah, absolutely. And, oh. and then I will say, and you know who I'm blaming for it all? You, sir.
Okay.
Because that is exactly where the blame lies.
Okay.
I know what I'm dealing with.
We got
I
about...
know how much power you have.
Okay.
All right? And I'm not ever forgetting that. I know where the power is. This black person has not an ounce of power
okay.
over anything
20,
except where you
20
pull
sec-
the string.
20 seconds left, Mr. Fuller. What does the code say about that in 20 seconds?
That's what the code says about it. That's how you react. That's the illustration I just gave.
Okay.
You always blame the white supremacists for anything that happens on this planet that should not happen.
All right.
Always.
All righty. Thank you so much. Thank you, callers, for a lively discussion. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, for your suggestions and answers. Thank you for listening. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next Wednesday on the radio. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.